Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. All right, so this is based on an idea from Jeff Baker. And the idea is a cat, like a cat round table or something, you know? What do I do this? Hey, how you doing? This is a Snowball. Hey, how are you? This is Snowball, and I've got a guy on the line here, Old Blue from, or Blue is your name, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. My name's Old Blue. I'm from basically a French Quarter.
Oh, you're in the Quarter?
Yeah. You know the Quarter?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I traveled through there with the people that owned me. They took me in a cat carrier. I just saw what I saw through a cat carrier. You know, they don't want no cats getting out. I don't blame them, you know.
Yeah, it's nice down here, you know, because one of the things is, yes, my name is Sahid, and yes. Oh, yes, hello. Yes, hello. Well, in this part of the country, you know, in the world, this is a great place. This is a great place. I'm from Dubai. I'm surprised you didn't see that.
Yeah, there's a lot of cats in Dubai. I hear the cats that in Dubai is taken care of.
We're taken care of, yes. There's food and water and anything you want. You know, we can lay about in the street. It's good. It's a good life.
Well, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds real good.
It's good. But the thing that I want to say is that cats don't pick us up and take us home or anything. We're okay.
Right. Let me see here, man. Font. Bigger. So, anywho, so this is going to be a kind of like what the name of it would be All These Cats, or, you know, the conversation with cat round table. I always dig that stupid names like that. Like, this is Cats on the Line, you know, this is Catscape with, yeah, I like that, you know. Let's see. CNN.com impeachment. They're their own fucking thing. That race in Kentucky's really tight. Let me guess. Is this some motherfucker who's another goddamn Trump fan here? You must be the dumbest motherfucker that ever walked, Colonel West. Good for you. You're a great man. You're a great general. You don't know your motherfucking ass. This is one of the reasons why the military doesn't run things in this country, okay? Dumb cunt. Dumb fucking cunt. One of the reasons why the military is the military, and you leave the leading of the country to the people and the politicians, as much as distasteful as that may be, when you stick some fucking stupid motherfucker like Alan fucking West in there, why don't you sit into a public forum, Colonel West, and fucking debate people, actually engage people, okay? Don't just do these little quick hitter fucking, and your bullshit fucking Twitter account or whatever the fuck it is you do. Anyway, there's plenty of dumb generals to go around. Now, what's the late 49.2 to 48.4? What triggers a fucking recount, man? Because it looks like it to me. Or not a recount, but a runoff. What do? They recount, right? Runoff is, that's fucked up, a runoff. That's between more than two people. You can't have a runoff with just two guys. I mean, there has to be more than two guys. All right, so anyway. Where's my notes here? All right, so. Perfect. Tiger, Smokey. And welcome to Catscape. This is Smokey. I got Tiger over here. How you doing, Tiger? Very good. I feel good. Great. And I got Thunder.
Hi.
And Thunder, your dad is...
Yeah, my dad is Phil Henry.
He runs a website here.
Yeah, he does, so...
Oh, so that means we gotta, like, do what you say? I don't think that's fair. All right, take it easy, Tiger. Not to do what she says, but...
Well, you don't have to know what I say, but you have to take my opinion in more of account.
Oh, that's no good. I don't understand why he would do that. Hey, don't worry about it, okay? Get yourself a drink of water or something, all right? Some milk. Huh? You like the milk? No, you're not supposed to drink no milk no more. Yeah, I want to get into that discussion, by the way, of the new foods. All these new foods over there, PetSmart and Go Smart and Be Dumb. They ought to call it Pet Dumb, okay?
Why do you say that?
Because...
Why do you say that?
See, her voice is more...
Well, why do you say that?
I say that because it's pet dumb. It's, you know, what? What does that mean? They're not going to have no fillers and no. I like the fats, you know? I like all of that rendered horse and stuff like that.
Are you kidding me? That's not good for you at all.
Well, isn't that too bad? You know, I see you put on a few pounds.
Because he was feeding me Friskies. You can't have it.
Yeah, Friskies is no good. All right, let me take a phone call here from... where's the thing, man? Oh, let me guess, man. What did I not do right here, okay? Did I just upset the whole fucking apple cart here, motherfuckers? There we go. There we is. All right, let me get a phone call here. I got Lucky on the line here. Lucky, where are you calling from?
Hey, how you doing? I'm calling from Metairie, Louisiana. Great place.
Metairie, Louisiana. That's beautiful. What's going on?
Well, I wanted to call about the food. You know, my family and I lived in New Orleans there for a while, and I was an outside cat.
You were one of the rare outside. They don't have no outside cats no more.
Not much, you know. But, man, they declawed me. That's no good. That's no good.
Oh, that's really bad.
Yeah, you're not supposed to declaw cats at all. That's what they say. I don't know about that.
Are you declawed?
No, I'm not declawed. I'm an indoor cat, but I'm not. I mean, I go outdoors, you know.
I get to go outdoors.
Hey, excuse me, Thunder. Can I? I know you're related to the owner of the whole thing, but.
I just want to say I get to go outdoors. I get to do the thing I want to do.
Hey, big deal. Hey, who invited her?
Sammy, shit, Max, Kitty, Simba, Misty. Oreo. All right. Oreo. I got an Oreo cat. She's black and white in the sense of color, you know, a fur, not in the sense of skin color. Any jazz like that, man? Hey, so let's see. Topic one on the table, the new foods. This is really an inefficient way of making font bigger. Is there something I'm missing on these Macs? I'm here to tell you, man. I don't dig them. Now, what I want to do is I want to get... Okay, let's see what we got here, man. I hate these. You motherfucker. $8 a month. Get the fuck out. Just give me some royalty-free shit here, man. And don't fucking bug me. Here we go. This is perfect. No, this is royal. This is music for kids. Ay, ay, ay. No, bitch. I don't want. What? I'm always asking the wrong question. Every time I go to search for something. I always ask for the wrong thing, and it takes me down some fucking rabbit hole that I can never get out of. Let's see if this will do it. It's time now for Catscape. Hey, my name is, my name's Smokey, and I got Tiger and Thunder, and,
Hey!
How you doing, Thunder?
Yeah, hello!
Hey, Smokey. Smokey. Yeah, that works. That fucking works. It's time now for Catscape. My name is, what is his name? It's time now, my name's Sammy. I got Smokey and I got Thunder here. My name is, my name's Shadow. Shadow, fuck. My name is Shadow. That's because I'm black, did you guess?
Yep, but there's no such race.
No, there's no races in cats. We got species, we got the types. We have breeds, that's what it is, right?
Yeah, but no one should mean, that don't mean race.
I know that. Humans are the only ones. I don't know, maybe it is, but it doesn't bother me. My name is Shadow. What's your name?
My name's Smokey. What do you talk about?
And you're,
I'm Thunder.
You're Thunder. You're related to the... Hey. Okay, so it's Shadow.
So we'll have the new food segment. Then we'll have a special call-in segment. How dumb are dogs? Here we go. And then, we got one more. We need one more for cats. How about Hero Cat? You know, what was that one cat's? Find that cat, man. I'm going to find that cat, man. Cat, Bakersfield, California. Defended little boy being bit by dog. Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Boy, we put down cat and Bakersfield. Man, it comes right up. The rescue cat. Oh, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not. Poor little cats, man. That's it. Hero Cat. This is December of 2017. Tara was the name of this cat. Hey, let's talk to Tara. Tara, you were a big deal, weren't you?
Well, I was, you know, for a while. Yes, I was for a while. Yes, I was. Yes, I was for a while. Yes, I was for a while.
How old are you now?
Oh, I'm getting up. I'm 10.
Okay.
But it seemed like it was a real no-brainer. Well, I was. It was a real no-brainer. Yes, I was. It was a very... Yes, I was. It was a real no-brainer. Just did my thing. I saw the kid. The dog bit. I went after the dog. Let me tell you a little secret. For a lot of the people that are listening about cats and dogs, we're not afraid of dogs pound for pound.
No. It's got nothing to do with that.
No, we're not afraid of dogs. The thing that dogs always have the problem with us.
No, that's not true. No, that's not true. We usually have...
I think we have more of a problem.
Who are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm Thunder.
Isn't that special? Well, listen, Thunder.
All right, so, what triggers a fucking, anyway. So Tara, the Bakersfield cat. And this was a really special cat, you know, this cat, right? Actually, should do this then. Huh? Right. There you go. There you go. I got it. I got it going on now, man. So do that. Okay. All right, man. So then we go over here. Now, let me get this story. Bakersfield's hero cat, who saved boy from biting dog, to be honored on a Rose Parade float. Christ on a crutch. Poor cat. Tara, the heroic Bakersfield feline, who chased off a dog that attacked her young owner in 2014. The video is pretty graphic. My cat saved my son is the name of this YouTube. But you know, I worry about the little dog. What happened to that little dog? Was he put down? That dog didn't. That dog was created. That dog was made to be that way by a human being. Humans allowed that dog to, probably small children abused that dog, and humans allowed it to happen. And next thing you know, the dog's biting, or the dog was trained somehow to attack children. But humans are behind the fucking abuse, that kind of abuse. And that little dog was probably put down at the shelter. Christ, that's just tragic, man. 6,000 votes separating Matt Bevin and Andy Beshear. Wow. They got a tight one, if you'll pardon the expression, in Kentucky. If you'll pardon the expression. All right, man. Getting tired of this roller coaster video behind me? All right, let me look at this. Let me look at it first, you know? Don't bug me. I got to get some fucking printer paper. When do you think Phil will do that? When's Phil going to get some print paper, huh? There's an idea. There's a great idea. What do you think
when Phil will get the printer paper?
Holy Christ. That Phil is something else, isn't he? Oh, you bitch. I'm going to hit the phone. God damn it. How am I going to get that? How do I do this now? Fuck. Somehow I got to mail this motherfucker. File. Export. Text. No, that won't happen, man. Oh, is this a file that'll save? Save on the desktop. No, I want to save it to Dropbox documents. Desktop. You my man. Now what we do, get rid of that, get rid of this, get rid of that, and get rid of that. Democrats win control of Virginia Senate. That's a good thing, man. CNN projects Democrats. Yeah. Virginia has been a shithole for too long. Bunch of goddamn fucking rednecks. I understand all about what's his ass with the blackface. It's fucked up, and the guy should have his ass kicked for it. He really should. You know, frankly, I think he should have resigned personally. But that is like such a lame-ass Southern thing, man. The Republicans pretending like they never do it. All right, I don't want to talk about it.
Where is the thing? Where's that file, man?
Is this it?
Is that it? It sure as shit is. Oh, man. What time is it, dude? All right, good. Oh, I got 9 minutes. I'm good. I'm good to fucking go on that shit. Okay, so I got to go through this whole dance here. Because somehow the printer is not connected to my fucking Mac. I'm not going to haul. I could get the Geek Squad in here, I guess, couldn't I? Because that's how fucking dumb I am. Okay. Beautiful. And then, and pardon me for saying this, I need to take a piss. So, what's going on with this Bashir Bevin? It's 0.4%. What? Oh, here's the Secretary of State.
Question about process, and I want to talk to you about the why here, why you think it went this way. The process question is this. What about absentee ballots? What about any other kind of outlying aspects that you have to take into consideration that may take you through the night, or any kind of challenges? What are your feelings about that?
Well, obviously, a re-canvass request, we have official results that are certified to us from our County Board of Elections Friday. A re-canvass is requested next Tuesday and would then be conducted the following Thursday, if that's necessary. In terms of absentee vote totals that could be outstanding, that's obviously something that Governor Bevin could take into account, but not something that we see as a significant indicator here in calling this election. In terms of the why, obviously, I think this is a return to civility. We have one of the most unpopular governors.
Well, wait a minute, lady. You're the Secretary of State. Who gives a shit? I don't give a shit. I want to hear the thing. I want to hear the process. This is going to become unpopular. Okay, I don't, you know. All right, man. Tara, it's good to talk to you. This is Smokey over here at Catscape.
Oh, it's good to talk with you. Yes, hello. It's good to talk with you. Yes, thank you. It's good to talk with you.
Hey, it's good to talk with you. I got some fans over here. I got Thunder over here.
Hey, how you doing? You did a good job.
Thank you.
And I got Lucky over here. Smokey, that's... My name is Shadow. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're Shadow.
I'm Shadow. Smokey, hey, hello. It's great to speak with you.
Well, thank you for inviting me on.
Tara, take us through the afternoon. You're sitting on the cat stoop.
Well, I was sitting on the stoop, laying there, and I was eyeing. There were a couple of potato bugs I was looking at. I didn't know what I was going to do. It was a relaxing day. I saw the boy... little Jeremy, he was on his tricycle, and I knew of this dog next door. I'd had a couple of run-ins with it. I'd said a few things to it. It looked at me as if it thought I came out of the sewer. I took that note of that, but not much more. I could smell it.
Yeah, I was going to ask, could you smell him?
Oh, you could smell this guy a mile away, yeah. So all of a sudden, he gets to a dog door or something.
Do we have the video?
I think the video's on YouTube.
Yeah, I want to take a look at a video to find out what... You got that, Smokey? Yeah, here's the video here. And there it is. Yeah. Where's the audio on this motherfucker? Oh, there is no audio. There's no audio.
No, there's no sound. Now, he was on his way up to the stoop in this one scene here. Now, this is split screen. You see the dog has gotten out. And this is a real nosy son of a bitch. Excuse my French. And he comes around the corner, and he goes right after the boy's leg. Starts to drag him, and that's when I come off the stoop. I said, this son of a bitch. And I chased him around the back end of the car, and then I came back in under the car to see how the lad was. But obviously he was crying.
Now, what did you... Did you go back for the dog?
No, by that point, my human was after it. But it did cause a terrible bite.
Now, you know, we don't, the pound is like a concentration camp. We're against the pound. These are concentration camps where torture and mutilation goes on.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Yeah, but, so we're not in favor of any dog going to the pound. Re-education, retraining of a dog and cats, that's what we're in favor of. Take them, you might as well send them to a concentration camp. And the sadists, and, oh man, what I wouldn't give. All right. Testing 1, 2. This little boy here, what am I going to do with this? How do I take this story? Can I export this? Export as a PDF. That'd be groovy. And I'll save that son of a bitch on the desktop. Huh? What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? Go over to my, what do you got? Where is it? Where's the goddamn, where's the, God damn it. Where's the fuck, where, I thought I had oh, by the way, let me see this. All right, so we got to get our ass going. I got to find, where's the email? I thought I had email open. I guess I didn't have the email open. Well, that's a stupid bloody thing, isn't it? Stupid ruddy thing. 49, Dem on verge of winning Kentucky. Yeah, but I don't want to talk to the goddamn Democratic Secretary of State because every fucking Republican out there, see, it's rigged, you know. Talk about fucking rigged. Christ almighty, fucking Trump's president. That's rigged. Motherfucking Electoral College. All right. Oh, I know. I know what I want. I want to get the goddamn thing here. That email. Yeah, email. Me. I can't print it, though. All right, so... Get out of here. Beautiful, beautiful fucking thing. There you go. Now, I'm going to just minimize that fucking thing. Go here. I'm going to go to my email. Hey, come on. Let's go, huh? Let's get the PDF, huh? Oh, you know what? Maybe this is it. It is. Dirt. Bakersfield's kitty cat story. I'll get as much of it as I can. Print. I don't know, man. I may run out of paper, but I don't give a flying fuck. Be right back. Thunder, I'm working. Dig it? I got the real cat over here bugging me. Thunder, just chill the fuck out, man. Uh-oh, Dems declare victory. How can you declare victory when you still have to, that's a close-ass fucking race. Was it Tampa? Florida County. Now, where is Citrus County? Citrus County, Florida. You're the fucking hillbilly motherfuckers. What's in Citrus fucking County, Florida? Oh, for Christ's sake, it's some fucking flea. It's a little... dinky piece of shit county. 145,000 people. Stupid fucking rednecks. All right, man. Hi, Thunder. Okay, so we're going to do Blue Chew. Is that it? Yeah. And let me get to schedule for this week, which is... Man, okay, there it is. Shit. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. Now let me take a look here at this is the cat show. This is a cat talk show with cats, hosted by a cat. My name is Shadow. I got Smokey over here. Hey, how are you doing? And I got Thunder, who is
Hi.
Hello, Thunder. Thunder is the little girl that your dad is Phil Henry, right?
What's my daddy's Phil Henry? Yeah.
You sound like that Beans Halberstam.
Yeah, I was gonna say. You sound like Beans Halberstam, who's...
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, actually, no human should be able to understand what we're saying. This is a cat show for cats, by cats, of cats. Let me look and see here, man. Are we still flying here, man? You know, what's going on here? Yeah, there we are. We're flying. All right, it's time to rock and roll this bitch.